The report in the Wisconsin Medical Journal shows a pretty big drop in how many people are exposed to secondhand smoke outside of their homes. Donna Wininski with the American Lung Association in Wisconsin says the trends are heading in the right direction.
The percentage of people exposed to smoke outside of their home is now down to 32%. That's a decline from 55%. So that's a significant drop.
A growing number of people are also banning smoking at home.
If you just look at data from about 10, 15 years ago, over half the population in Wisconsin allowed smoking, and right now only about 20% allow smoking in their homes.
Wininski says that's great for the health of family members who don't smoke, especially young children.
Children's lungs aren't really completely developed until they're about age 12. So if you figure the first 12 years of their lives are lived in a household where there's active smoking going on, that can be very detrimental to their lungs developing fully.
The statewide ban on indoor smoking in public places turned 2 years old in July. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.